On the telephone line, happy to welcome into the program our friend, the head football coach at Colby College, Jack Cosgrove. Cos, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how we doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I see you. I see a lot from a distance. You're out there on the streets of town getting your walking in.
Yeah, and I'm killing it in Waterville, too, so I'm back and forth a little bit. Usually in the weekends in Bangor and down in Waterville here. In fact, we just moved into the new Harold Alfund Athletic Recreation Center this week, so that's been pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Well, normally this time of year, for a whole lot of years, you would be gearing up for the start of a football season. That obviously is not happening. Was that the right decision for your school?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the right decision for every school in the country. Just in terms of, the risk, the health risk, the safety risks, and all those type of things. We're not near where we need to be, I think, to feel a great level of confidence in going forward with something like this. I do think everything we do in athletics requires a risk. We play a game that's a high-risk game, Rich, as you know. I mean, it's a violent game. But until we have a better handle on really how to control the outcomes, then I think it's very smart and wise to proceed with caution here in this situation. And I think that's what everybody's going to end up doing.
You've worked very closely with high schools around the state as well, and I just saw a few minutes ago that it looks like Massachusetts is going to postpone their high school football season. Do you think we should be doing the same here in Maine?
Well, I mean, here's the one thing I'll say about Maine. I feel Maine is one of the places that's really addressed, and I'll draw this analogy to you. I'm really impressed with the NHL right now. You know,
yes.
What they're doing, and I watched the hockey game yesterday that made me feel like I was watching a playoff game. You know, and I'm talking about the Bruins and the Hurricanes. Other than the fans, it was really well played hockey game. I look at how that's been set up. Of course, they have a bubble, which is really unique, but. You know, their location, Canada has done a great job. You know, the numbers are low there, you know, and so it feels like they've really reacted properly to the onset of the pandemic. They're in a bubble. They're very disciplined. Hockey players are competing for the Stanley Cup, and they realize that you don't see anybody going out for chicken wings at a strip joint. You know, you just, it's important to them, and I really have a lot of... I draw a lot from them. And I look at the state of Maine, Rich, and I say, you know, we're just a little, you know, I feel a little safer. My experience within this state has been mask wearers, social distancing. My wife is on me all the time about that stuff. And I really feel like we've done our job. So I think there might be, if there's a place that maybe it feels a little safer, it's here. And, you know, I think, you know, towns have to determine that. Families have to determine that. The risk, the reward of this. But it's interesting when I'm on the phone with recruits. You know, we're talking to kids all over the country about what's taking place, and it's kind of nuts. It really is. Out in California, they've postponed the fall season until January. In Illinois, it's been moved back to February. And then I start to wonder how they're going to get all that done with all those other sports competing for their time. So.
Right.
You know, I don't know if there's a lot of rational thinking going on right now, Rich. But it's concerning. You know, it really is. And to get back to answering your question, if there's any type of risk on the health and safety, then I say, you know, it's to be prudent is a smart way to go.
So what are you doing right now? The school hasn't started yet. What are you doing to keep in touch with your players? And once the school year gets underway, how do you keep them connected to the program?
Well, you know, we're starting school on August the 24th, which is a week from this upcoming Monday. So, in fact, we have a team meeting tonight, a Zoom meeting, and we've advanced this week a little bit with what we know is going to be a lot of the policies, procedures, the protocol here, and there's going to be restrictions and regulations. And my biggest fear, Rich, is that, you know, we have had... a remarkable return rate here at Colby. Over 2,000 students, and 95% of them are coming back. And my fear is that they're coming back for because they don't like the life they're living right now, and they feel like they'll be back into that college scene that they remember. Well, it's not going to be that way. And you know, my job tonight with our team, and I've already done this, but I'm a bit on the overkill side, Rich, as you know.
What?
is to emphasize that there will be restrictions and regulations, and we're going to hold them accountable to that. And I take the responsibility of a coach very seriously. I'm going to hold our players accountable. I take a handoff from their parents when they decide that their son, when the son makes a decision that they're coming to Colby. I don't want to fumble that handoff, you know. So I'm really going to lay down law that they're coming back, and we want to. If we're going to make this work here at Colby with the, you know, start of classes August 24th with athletics up, and we're hoping to get into fall practice and things like that. Something, you know, kind of a spring practice version of something we've never done here before, Rich. You recall it from Maine while I was there and how we did that. We're going to try to do the same thing this October here and just help our football team get better in advance. So we're hopeful we'll be able to do that, but there's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations along the way, I'm sure. You know, refreshingly, Colby has really invested in the testing. We're going to test three times the first 2 weeks, and then we're going to test twice a week after that. There's going to be close to 90,000 tests conducted here on Colby's campus. So, they've invested in it. Our president, David Green, went before the CDC and came away with high marks on how we were going about our business, and thought our plan and the testing plan here was one of the better ones they had seen across the country. So that kind of makes you feel good that we're able to do that. And obviously, you know, Colby's a place that has the resources, you know, and that's what really is. It is exciting to see that they're going to invest in those resources and do all the things that are necessary to try to make this work.
A lot of coaches have said that whether it's getting ready for a season or even just practicing and doing off-season work, that they feel it's safer for their players to be on campus than to be left to their own devices back at home.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can agree with that a little bit, but I also fight back and say, you know, there are just so many distractions or temptations in a crowd of 2,000 students than there are back. You know, it's, you know, and that's the thing. And I really intend to be very firm with our guys. You know, I'm not one of those guys that, you know, I suggest you do this or I recommend you do this. I'm going to tell them, don't do this, you know. And if you got a girlfriend from Massachusetts, she's not coming up this fall. Or you shouldn't come here. You should not come back to school here. That's how strongly I feel about it. And that's kind of the message that I'm going to deliver to our guys. It's just... There's no margin for error here because the risks are too high.
We're talking with Jack Cosgrove here on Downtown. I was talking with Bob Lucy about this the other day. Obviously, you're coaching, you're still keeping in contact with your players and doing what you do, but when was the last year that at this stage of August, you weren't getting ready to play your first football game of the season?
1965.
Wow.
Pop Warner football, I was 10 years old. I swear to God, I already did that homework, Rich. I had done that homework. A competitive game every year since 1965.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a change for a whole lot of people here. I told my wife, you got to have me around on these fall weekends. I hope you're ready for that.
Well, I'm worried about her with regard to her tailgating withdrawals. You know, that's... You know, that's something I got to be concerned about. That's a great question, Rich. It really is. It's hard to almost believe, and I do really look forward to seeing our guys come back because when you're in this business, you're in it for the relationships and to help young people grow and develop. And I think we really can impact their lives here with this if we have that opportunity. We do things the right way.
You touched on the Bruins. Let's talk about them for a moment because you are a huge Bruins fan. I was worried about them when they sort of were, I don't know, half-assing it through those round-robin games, but it looks like they, at least for game one, were able to flip the switch and go into playoff hockey mode.
Well, you were worried about them. I was throwing things at the television set. So, you know, that's how I'm pretty pretty passionate about my Bruins. And, Richard, we're moving this new building here, and it's got all the luxury. I can't handle the technology, but I actually was working yesterday, but I had the game up on my TV screen in my office. So I don't know how it gets done. A couple of the tech guys came in and made it happen for me. But it was a luxury I had never had in my life. I'm working away, and then I stopped working because the game got into overtime and everything. And I thought they really played well. I really have a ton of respect for their work ethic. That's something I think is really part of being a Bruin. And, it was really, it was nice to see I feel like a great team effort across the board, because that was a good team they played.
Absolutely. What a way to start the playoffs with that 5 overtime game with the Tampa Bay and Columbus, and then 2 overtimes from the Bruins.
Yeah, that was something. I had 4 consecutive home visits via Zoom the night before, and I went home with full intention to watch the Bruins, and I found out on the way home that they had been moved the next day, and the other game was still on. Well, I got home at the start of the 5th overtime, and I got a chance to see the game-winning goal, so well timed.
So Bob and I were talking the other day, looking back at all of our years broadcasting Maine football, and we were wondering, from your perspective, Kaz, from your days at Maine, and not the biggest game, not the most important game in program history, but for you as a coach, what was the most exciting game that you were part of as head coach at Maine?
Villanova in 13. The game that we played there, and I think we won 44-40.
In the snow, that one?
No, not that one. This was the one.
Is this the one where you stopped Robertson at the 1 yard line?
No, this was the game. It was in 13 when we won the championship, and they were. I think we both went in at like 7-1. We had just lost to Northwestern, and we had a big game with them. And obviously, the quarterback Robertson. It was the game he ran. He ran and passed for 475 yards. He put on a show. But Marcus Wasilewski had put on a show on our end, and I think we ended up intercepting a pass. Kendall James intercepted a pass, but it was just, it was one of those games that started off early. We faked a punt early in the game for a big play, and it just went back and forth, and the kid was amazing. I mean, I can't decide whether the best opponent performance was that one by him or the one by Westbrook in 2002 up in Orono. Same type of 44-40 game, those were two pretty exciting football games in my career.
I love that. That was a great one, and I always think back to that first playoff win down at McNeese State and that unbelievable performance, or the first win at App State.
Yeah, that was, it was interesting here the other day. Trevor Costin is here working for me, and Dave Cassano was our head track coach. And we all of a sudden got talking Maine football. And both of them had the very same experience in 2002 and 2011, where they, we were champions in 2002, and David's teams went to Appy State and Georgia Southern. And of course, Trevor's team in 2011 went to Appy State and won, and when they went to Georgia Southern and lost. So we were talking about those games and how, the Georgia Southern games, how frustrating you were because of the refereeing and some that got away with down there that ended up costing us football games. But the great wins at Appalachian State that we had, which is, as you know, a pretty prestigious program.
Absolutely. Great memories there. Well, Kaz, good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for making some time for us this afternoon. Good luck with the start of school, and hope you can adapt to all that brand-new technology you've got down there.
Well, thank you, Rich, and I really appreciate the call and having me on. Miss you guys, and you keep doing the things you're doing so well.
All right. Thanks, Kaz. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, my man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Jack Cosgrove, head coach at Colby College, with us here on Downtown.